On a cold snap morning, 29-year-old Arnold Yegi stands outside of Bean's Cafe, a warm place downtown, to get a hot bowl of soup. Inside, the rows of tables are crowded and Arnold stands outside amid the smokers. He survives by panhandling, working an area in Spinard. Arnold says it was hard at first, but he's learning from a friend.
I just started learning how to panhandle. I'm getting, more brave at it. My friend Walter, he's been doing it for a long time. It depends on how much courage you got. I mean, now I could just go up to anybody and ask, for change. One of our friends passed away and I got into the street life, drinking, stuff like that.
There are red scratches on Arnold's face, he says, come from a recent fight in front of a local bar. Though his daily life is rough, Arnold takes refuge in friends and good times. To a passerby, a group of apparently homeless men gathered in Spinard, one of the older areas of Anchorage, may seem ominous. But Arnold says gathering together is a way to stay warm, stay social, and pass the time.
Sometimes there'll be like 10 of us walking around, and then we'll run into another group, and so there'll be like 20 or 30 of us. There's a place called the Chinese Kitchen. In the back, it's like a secluded area. We usually go there, drink, have fun, happy times. Usually I don't drink, but it keeps me warm.
Other young homeless people in Anchorage are in different situations. Ishmael Jackman is 20 and says he's used temporary residence programs designed to help people with limited resources. But he's lived on the streets, too, often while holding down a job. Ishmael says he's looking forward to a future of independence, but meanwhile, he's grateful for the help.
It's better, than being out there. It's cold, This time has been the best. The other three times has sucked because I lost my job and things just didn't work out, And I just got out of jail for something I did, but I deserved time for. And I got arrested. I was in jail for 2 days. Then they find out, he shouldn't have been here,
Ishmael says this summer he was living on the street when a staffer at Covenant House, a shelter for youth under 21 in Anchorage, recommended he check in. As the time limit on his stay approaches, he says he's looking for an apartment. There are other options in town for people who need a place to stay, like the Brother Francis shelter, but Ishmael isn't interested.
Because when the snow hits the ground, it's over. You better stay inside or something. And like over at the mission, you're going to stay for 30 days, and then at the Brother Francis, it's the same. Well, it's like a 30-day cycle, and then it's 6 days out. So so you can't stay at all these places all the time, It sucks. They should be able to stay there all year round. Especially when it's winter, it's cold and stuff,
Other people can rely on their own social network to stay warm, safe, and off the streets. Amber Finstead, a senior at Stellar, moved from Red Wing, Minnesota to Anchorage in 2003. Now she is enduring another transition, this time from living at home to being homeless. In short, Amber says her mom kicked her out.
I've been staying at my boyfriend's parents' house. They're making me crazy, though. Where was I staying before that? House sitting is randomness, wherever I can, basically. how many days has it been now? Over a week.
It's easy to identify with family strife, and Amber says the tension between her mother and her is not unique.
Who doesn't have issues with their parents?
Teens on their own have to adopt strategies for survival. Amber says it's been difficult with no help from her mother.
I'm getting no support from her whatsoever. I'm going to have to be applying for even more scholarships now because I have to pay for college myself. And even if I were at home, that would be the case because she's always saying how she's going to help me, and she never followed through on anything, so yeah, I'm on my own.
Amber's mom lives in town, but her dad's in Minnesota. She says he's offered to send cash if it's an emergency, but Amber says she's not planning to ask for it. She's focused on finding her own way.
I just got a job, though.
Congratulations.
But I'm only working box office, so I won't be making tips. Bummerific.
Amber says she might be couch hopping for the rest of the school year. Or she and her boyfriend might try to find an apartment, if they can afford it. Either way, Amber's optimism is unflagging.
My glass is half full.
Homelessness in Anchorage is obvious to anyone who walks down a major street. But though the word homelessness may evoke powerful reactions, the word itself doesn't always mean the same thing. Homelessness is simply a term used to bunch together a group of people who may not have much in common, except that they don't have a regular place to sleep. For AK, I'm Rebecca Barker.